They've still got trouble with a monster in the south. Heads buried deep in that lion's mouth. Like a jaw snap shut, you keep them apart. If that jaw got broke, it would be the start. Only bad news
on Radio Africa.
I'm hearing only sad news
on Radio Africa.
The West still complains about the foreign aid. They'd do better to change the terms of the trade. There's more to angst than food. It looks like Moscow got it wrong again. I'm hearing only bad news. I'm hearing only sad news. I'm hearing only bad news.
Yeah, kicking off this festive broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield with the sound of Latin Quarter, track entitled Radio Africa. Well, as in keeping with the fact that this is in fact a religious holiday, next I'm going to play something a little bit religious. Coming up, here's the sound of someone who's just come out of prison. For once, someone's been in prison for something that we can all respect them for, namely standing up to the government and the system. Recently out of prison in Russia, here's the sound of Pussy Riot, Punk Prayer.
Черные рясы, золотые погоны, и все прихожане ползут на поклоны, призрак свободы на небеса.
И правит, отправит Сибирь каналах!
Глава КГБ, их главный седой, ведет протестующих в тесновый конвой. Дамы святейшего не оскорбит!
Женщина муж дрожать и любить!
Школу к тебе идет проповедник.
Иди на урок, принеси ему денег.
Патриарх Гудя и верит в Путина лучшему богатству галерея. Поезд сделан из-за ней митинга.
Протесты с нами, Пресадио Мария!
Yeah, that was Pussy Riot, and they certainly are cool cats. Track entitled The Punk Prayer. Now, I'm going to read you from this current issue of Socialist Worker, which is still available for you to read online about the situation regarding Afghanistan. Now, David Cameron has declared that British troops can leave Afghanistan next year, that's 2014, with heads held high after 12 years of war and occupation. After the 9/11 attacks in the US, we were told the invasion of Afghanistan, one of the poorest countries in the world, was to halt the growth of Al-Qaeda. And as time went on, the justification for war was embellished. The claim that we were bombing Afghanistan to bring women's liberation was popular, as was talk of eradicating the growth of opium. But ordinary people in Afghanistan have paid the heaviest price. Thousands of Afghan civilians have been killed. Whole families have died after drone airstrikes on weddings and funerals. Torture, rendition and illegal detention have all become bywords for the so-called war on terror. The experience of years of imperialist occupation hasn't crushed those wanting to fight the West. It has created a new generation of insurgents. Combat troops will finish pulling out next year. Cameron wants to claim that the mission is accomplished, but the strength of the anti-war movement in Britain meant that most people never accepted the lies about the war. All the West has accomplished is the devastation of the lives of the Afghan people. There is nothing to be proud of in that. Too true. Now, here at Radio Resistance Chesterfield, we're glad that the war in Afghanistan is coming to an end, but not because its mission has been accomplished, as David Cameron would like to make out, but because its so-called mission, if its mission is to bring peace to the area, can never be accomplished. Indeed, staying at war there can only mean more bloodshed, more deaths, not only of British soldiers, but, perhaps even more importantly, of Afghan civilians. So it's good that the war in Afghanistan is coming to an end, but I just wish that David Cameron had stopped trying to make out that the war there's been won, because it hasn't. There's been no winners, only losers. And on those lines, coming up, here's the sound of the Ugly Rumours. War.
My mind. War has come to rest with the younger generation. that's the Undertaker. War has shattered many of your men's dreams, made them disabled, bitter and mean. Life is much too precious to spend fighting wars these days. War can't give life, it can only take it away. What is it good for? Absolutely. Say it again, yeah. Tell me now, war ain't nothing but a heartbreaker, friendly only to the Undertaker. He's loving, understanding, tell me, is there no place for them today? They say we must fight to keep our freedom, but Lord knows there's got to be a better way.
Yeah, Sound of the Ugly Rumours, track entitled War. Now, back in March of this year, Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism had its relaunch party at the Chesterfield Labour Club, and among the groups performing there were the Cab Stars, and they're up next with a live recording from then of Weather Girl.
Maybe I should scream loud. It's first song's called Weather Girl. We're the Cab Stars.
Yeah.
This is a roundup of the of the recent current events, courtesy of Socialist Review, December 2013. Has the neoliberal ideological offensive succeeded in winning the battle of ideas in society? Not according to recent surveys. Two new polls suggest that the majority of workers reject the free market and firmly believe in social democratic values. On the third anniversary of the Arab Spring, the revolution stands at a crossroads. Over the next 3 months, Socialist Review will be exploring the politics and development of these popular revolts. This month's Socialist Review features an assessment of the nascent workers' movements in Egypt and Tunisia. Investment banking has become the most hated section of global capitalism. This issue of Socialist Review looks at why we should also loathe their other thieving activities, namely on the high street. South Africa is in the grip of a high level of protests and strikes. Socialist Review speaks to Pete Alexander, a South African-based socialist and academic, about the nature of the protests. London Mayor Boris Johnson presents himself as a comical toff in Touch with the People. In this month's Socialist Review, we take a look behind the mask at the great hope of the Tory right. The call for revolution by the comedian and actor Russell Brand has had a wide resonance. We look at what this tells us about the radical mood in society today. Also in the December 2013 issue of Socialist Review, how we can stoke the flames of resistance to neoliberalism. Fathi Chamki of the Tunisian Popular Front Coalition and Mokhtar Ben Hafsa, a school teacher and union activist, are interviewed about the struggle for the Tunisian revolution. The dirty Tory election manoeuvres behind the government's inquiry into union tactics at Grangemouth. The nuclear deal with the West reflects a recalibration of power relations in the Middle East. And the deadly impact of high heating costs on the poor and the elderly. Socialist Review is available from paper sales, branch meetings, or selected articles can be read online at www.socialistreview.org.uk. That's www.socialistreview.org.uk. If you enjoy reading Socialist Worker or know anyone who does, the Socialist Review covers the issues in more detail but is still easy to read. Buy it, read it, sell it.
आप रेडियो रेजिस्टेंस सुन रहे हैं।
It's just a way to ease the boredom, propaganda all around. He swallows all the spiel he's given, deliverance so easily found. He smiles for the cameras and never wears a frown. Until the lights go down, because he's tragic but brave. And he knows that Jesus saves. He could be whole if he could just hold God's hand. You know he's tragic but brave, but oh so well behaved. Cause he knows it's all a part of some eternal plan. Cause he's a sinful man. Beads of sweat and muscle straining, super crips the way she'll stay, so she can be a human being, not disabled in any way. Someone will always help her up the steps at work each day. hide it all away. You know she's tragic but brave, and to her body she's no slave. She's proud of every ounce of her normality. And yes, she's tragic but brave. What she could have been, it's a shame. Still, she's just the same as you and me, or as much as she can be. And she looks at the crowd on the TV news, with their wheelchairs, their sticks and their guides. They are brandishing banners, they are pissing on pity, and they celebrate difference with pride. Something stirs inside. He stumbles down the street with shopping, all the people smile his way. What it is to be independent, he will gladly hear them say. He falls through his front door and rubs the pain away. It's just a part of his day, because he's tragic but brave, and he will be to his grave. He'll soldier on and overcome his needs, because he's tragic but brave. Never been one to complain. Other people have problems, they're much worse off than me. So what if his wounds bleed? And he looks at the crowd on the TV news, with their wheelchairs, their sticks and their guides. They are brandishing banners, they are pissing on pity, and they celebrate difference with pride. Something stirs inside. Something moves inside. Something recognizes. Something stirs. Something moves inside. Something stirs inside. Something moves inside.
Yeah, sound of Tragic But Brave, Mike. Tragic But Brave. And on the subject of Tragic But Brave, for Friday gone, I had the dubious fortune to see some of Text Santa. Now, my first impressions were far from good. The first thing I saw of it was women in skimpy costumes pulling Santa on a sleigh. Very sexist, and it didn't get any better, I'm afraid. The more I saw of it, the less I liked it. The mainstay of Text Santa seemed to be negative, tragic but brave portrayal of disability. I mean, it seemed to be ITV's answer to the BBC's dreadful Children in Need. And then, to add insult to injury, I saw David Cameron trying to look like the nice guy by taking part in this charity telethon. I suppose that's hardly surprising for a man who has claimed that his welfare reforms are compassionate. As if making people homeless by the bedroom tax, as is covered in the front page of the current Socialist Worker. And as if Atos effectively condemning people with illnesses to death by forcing them to work that's unsuitable for them is in some way compassionate. I mean, calling Cameron's reforms compassionate is a little bit like calling the bubonic plague a friendly bacteria. Anyway, while Cameron's pimping his image on Text Santa, it's because of his government's policies that thousands of kids are not going to have much for Christmas. I bet there's thousands of kids out there who've looked into their stockings on Christmas Day, and all of them found is a note saying that Christmas is cancelled because Santa's been arrested for historical offences going back 2,000-odd years, and all of Santa's reindeer have caught rabies off of Ian Duncan Smith. Don't get me wrong, though. Here at Radio Resistance Chesterfield, we say that we should all spare a thought for those blighted by poverty at Christmas. But we're not telling you to give your money to charity. What we're asking you to do is to support the campaigns against this condemned government's attacks on workers and on the poor. And if you're listening and you're not yet a member of the Revolutionary Party, then fill in the blanks. J blank N blank SWP. While you're filling in the blanks, back to the music with the sound of Peter Tosh. This one's been requested by Tim of the Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre. Track entitled Fight Apartheid. Kind of appropriate with the fairly recent funeral of Nelson Mandela.
White illegal in a Milan. I dig out me gold in a Milan, digging out my diamond in a Milan, digging out me uranium. Now we gonna fight and fight and fight, fight and support tight. My brothers gonna fight and fight. Fight!
I said
Yes, and there, Peter Tosh from 1978, Fight Apartheid. Now, this is requested by Tim, who was listening to it and thinking how apt it was, showing the fight against the disgusting apartheid system was seen thousands of miles away in Jamaica, and indeed the world over. Now, before this last track, I was talking about charity, and as well as the way charities demean those who they're supposed to be helping in the quest for raising funds, they can also be pretty horrible to their workers. In the current Socialist Worker, there's an article about how workers at a homeless hostel in Hertfordshire are set to strike for 12 days over Christmas in order to win terms and conditions they say they were promised. Now, what happened is St Mungo's took over the small independent North Hearts sanctuary in Hitchens 2 years ago. And since then, there've been U-turns over workers' new conditions ever since. Workers don't have the pay, pensions or shift patterns they were told to expect. But what fueled the most anger was sick pay. Ill workers have been repeatedly denied the right to paid leave, which bosses say is discretionary. Indeed, there's been a case of one worker having been unable to get surgery for a serious complaint after he was twice denied time off. Indeed, his doctor fast-tracked him for a cancer investigation, which was very invasive, but he had to go back to work early because he couldn't get sick pay. And he's the only earner in the family. His partner stays at home to care for a disabled child. Now, by January, in this case, it turned out it wasn't cancer, but he needed surgery to remove his gallbladder. And twice in 2013, this worker was offered hospital dates and forced to cancel them after being refused sick pay. Effing disgusting. And people at the charity have been putting themselves through hell just to get paid. I mean, there's someone there who's got sciatica and can't get time off, and without time off it won't heal. Now, the six workers there have already went on strike for a week. They're set to walk out again on Sunday the 22nd of December until Friday the 3rd of January. They're members of the Unite Union. Hundreds of people, thankfully, have shown support for the strike. Unite convener Adam Lambert said, St Mungo was the patron saint of the bullied. Shame on St Mungo's senior management for allowing this bullying situation. And the worker said, we've had about £1,000 in solidarity donation from other union branches, more than 350 signatures from local people, and quite positive support from the homeless people who use the service. So, there you have it. Finally, they say, we didn't want to go on strike, but management just won't listen. And these are the charities that are supposed to help out those who are suffering hard times, is it? Now, you can show your support. To show your support, write to the local MP for them, Peter Lilly, at feedback@peterlilly.co.uk. And to the local councillor at Hitchens, who was Judy Billing, at judy.billing@north.hearts.gov.uk. And to Charles Fraser, St Mungo's Chief Executive, at charles.fraser@mungo's.org. You can also send messages of support to adam.lambert@mungo's.org. And last but certainly not least, you can donate to the Strike Fund, which is the Unite Housing Workers Branch 1111. That's 1111. Sort code 08-60-01. That's 08-60-01. Account number 200-40639. That's 200-40639. And right now, back to the music. This is from Spitting Image.
Jeez, got the brain of a pea.
Santa Claus is on the dole.
Snow is lying on the ground, and in the air the sleigh bells sound. The frosty patterned window pane, it's British summertime again.
No, it's not! It's Christmas!
Yes, Christmas, and oh, children, wait for hoofbeats on the roof. But this year's stockings won't be filled, there's been a mighty goof. Yes, this year there's no peace on earth, nor food and gifts abundant. Our Father Christmas has been sacked, and his gnomes are all redundant.
Santa Claus is on the dole.
I knew. My reindeers have been sold for glue. You might as well be naughty.
Santa Claus is on the door.
Beneath Calvert, it's curtains. The magic sleigh's been repossessed. The suit's gone back to Burton's. My elfin helper's topped himself. I've lost my little earner. The grotto rent's 3 months behind. I'll die of hypothermia.
Santa Claus is on the door.
I've lost my money spinner. Real fairy cake and Rudolph steak will be my Christmas dinner.
Santa Claus is.
Yes, I've been undercharging, giving all the gifts for free, destroyed my profit margin. Come on, everybody! I'm UB40.
Santa Claus is on the phone.
You might as well be naughty.
Santa Claus.
Vinny, Caput, it's curtains.
Santa Claus is on the
door. The suit's gone back to Burton's. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, sound there from Spitting Image of Santa Claus is on the dole. Now, all of the bourgeois stations of yesterday been broadcasting the Queen's speech. Now, we're not going to do that here as radio, here at Radio Resistance, but we have got a speech from someone far more important than the Queen. The late, great Tony Cliff, founder member of the Socialist Workers' Party. He's going to be speaking on Lenin and Leninism.
Actually, it is a very, very difficult subject for me to speak about. And I'll tell you why, because on the one hand, there is an inclination to speak for 7 or 10 hours on the subject, or really to say generalities, it will take 7 or 10 minutes. And to be fair to the subject, you know, and I think it is extremely important, not only Lenin made a change in world history, but the important thing about Lenin, we have to study Lenin. I mean, if you read Lenin, I start reading with Lenin as a stylist. Now, I know that people will tell you that the style of Lenin is not the most exciting one in the world. But the truth of the matter, the style of Lenin is the man. The style of Lenin is also the movement. If you read Lenin, there is no rhetoric in Lenin. There is no pathos in Lenin. And I simply wrote down a few of the ending of the speeches of Lenin that you can see. That is all that I wanted to say to you. That's an end of a very important speech. One must strive for that, not in words, but in deeds. very, very flat, it sounds. Now, when you really look at learning speeches, you'll find on the whole there are really a feeling speaking to the conscious of the workers on the level of conscious of the workers. You know, it is a process of dialogue. There are two kinds of Lenin's writing, and I really will start with it to be clear about. There are Lenin writing in which he writes to the traditional, to people that know the traditional Marxist position, the people that read Marx and Engels and so on and so on. This is one kind of writing of Lenin, this very, very important kind of writing of Lenin. But the majority of Lenin is not like that at all. The overall majority of Lenin's writing are writing to workers on the assumption that those workers will not be convinced by a quotation, that you have to talk to them in the terms of their own experience, and you find again and again is a process of dialogue in which he goes and argues, and you have a feeling, you know, that he's autodidact, a self-educated man that talks to self-educating other men. And there is the process of really going forward a couple of steps. Then when he finds that he thinks perhaps he went too far, he returns back in order to argue again. Now it is terribly interesting, the two kinds of structure. In the second kind of structure, you don't see at all, the, so to say, the Marxist help. You don't see the infrastructure outside the building that helps really the whole thing to keep together. He simply goes from the assumption that if the workers will only look at their own experience, they will come to similar conclusion that he is bringing forward. Now this is very, very important, because this style means that Lenin above all was a workers' leader. And above all, because he was the workers' leader, he doesn't try to mystify, but to demystify. Not to simplify in terms of simply vulgarize, but simply seeing, showing the core of every problem. For example, the state. For thousands and thousands of years, people looked at the state and they thought that the state is something magnificent, complicated, perhaps horrific, but something very, very complicated, very mystical. Not for you and me to understand what the state is, because the state, only the experts can understand the state. And then he turns around and says, you know what the state is? It's very simple. Armed bodies of men, police, army, etc., and prison. This is what the state is all about. There's nothing mystical about it. It is simple. Anybody can understand it. If I understand it, Lenin says, you certainly can understand it. You see, this is a very nice kind of a style, and it's not an artificial style. It fits on the assumption that the working class has to emancipate itself, and therefore the working class has to understand the problem that faces humanity. And this is the first thing we have to start about Lenin and the style. Now, the question of the style is important, and I'll come to it in a minute, why it is really very, very important to the whole politics of Lenin. You'll find from a small story, a story to Clara Zetkin, a friend of Rosa Luxemburg. She was a revolutionary during the First World War, she opposed the war, etc., etc., etc. Then at the end of the war, she went to Moscow. She arranged a meeting with Lenin. She fixed the meeting on the telephone, and then she came to a place, in a room there was sitting an old man, and she was talking to him for half an hour. After half an hour, Clara Zetkin looks at her watch and says, "Where is Lenin?" So this old man said to her, "I am Lenin. You are Lenin, man, a local council in Germany will not speak on such a level as you are speaking." So he said, "I'm very sorry, I'm not a bourgeois councillor, I'm a revolutionary socialist or a revolutionary communist." Now you see, this really sums up, in a way, his style. And the style is the man. I'll go further than that. When you really look at Lenin's writing, what is the important thing about his style? I mean, why I started really with the question of the style? I'll tell you why I started with the question of the style, because it is terribly important to understand that if the working class is the carrier, is the center of world change, if the emancipation of the working class is the act of the working class, then when Marx said that the working class is the carrier of philosophy, he didn't mean to say that every worker going to work has volumes of Immanuel Kant or Hegel underneath his arm. He meant to say that the working class needs the truth. As an oppressed class, it needs the truth and nothing but the truth. And therefore, it doesn't need any mystification. And therefore, if you can't speak in the terms that the working class will understand, then it means quite simply that you need the bloody mystification. And that's why the style is connected with the central assumption of Lenin that the working class is at the center of the arena. And although perhaps many people will say, yes, 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 we accept that the working class is the center of the arena, but it's clear what it means. You see, social democrats, for a good old 100 years, every May Day, told the world that the working class is the center of the arena. In the day-to-day life, you fight for sixpences, or for a mark, or for having of the working week for like 2 hours or 3 hours, etc. In the day-to-day struggle, you simply fight for little reforms, and that's all. On May Day, you speechify about world socialism, the working class, the center of the arena, etc., etc., etc. Therefore, they never understood when Lenin said, the proletariat, if it is revolutionary, it is everything. If it is not revolutionary, it is nothing. Absolutely nothing. Perfect nothing. You see, and this idea of Lenin, and really central in all his writing, is the first thing I think important to repeat. And we have to repeat it only, not only in the face of social democrats. We have to face it, repeat in the face of Stalinists that really believe the working class one day will have workers' control, workers' democracy, etc. I'm absolutely convinced. I'm absolutely convinced that Kosygin and Brezhnev say, my great, great, great child, one day we'll have democracy, etc. In the meantime, you behave. If you know your place now, for 100 years, one day Christmas morning will come, and inside the big stocking, you'll find workers' control, workers' democracy, inequality, and all the rest of it. Therefore, the central item of Lenin's concept, that the worker is the center of the struggle, is very, very important. Again, we have to repeat the same thing in the face of Guevara's people. To come and say, you know, that in reality, you know, perhaps the workers are playing a role, or play the role sometimes, but not for our country. Somehow in our country, we'll have to have a tiny minority liberating humanity and not the involvement of the mass of the working class. And therefore, this is the first thing I have to say about Lenin. And therefore, his style has to do with this central assumption. And the first thing that is exciting really about Lenin is how strong and insistent he insists on it all the time. Now, when you really read the biography of Lenin, the thing that impresses me very, very much is a small thing that his brother was hanged as a Narodnik. Now, anybody whose brother was hanged as a Narodnik in 1887, he was hanged as a Narodnik. Lenin was only 17. Now, number of conclusions you can come from it. Either the little brother, Volodya, Ulyanov, you know, Lenin, either he will follow his brother, or on the contrary, he'll come and say, I'm rising. The interesting thing about Lenin is this, that although he continued the revolutionary tradition, in one thing he always insisted, in fighting the Narodniks. I mean, if you read Lenin's writing, you'll find that there are more than 10 volumes of Lenin attacking the central assumption of the Narodniks. And what was the central assumption of the Narodniks? That the truth of the matter, the mass of the population cannot act for themselves. Therefore, a minority can act. If you read yesterday that you've seen the television program on the BBC, a terrible television program, but there was one quotation from Alexander Ulyanov that is authentic quotation. Alexander Ulyanov, the brother of Lenin before he was hanged, said, we are a minority that represents freedom in opposition to the views of the majority. And we, the minority, will have to liberate humanity in the face of the action of the majority. Now, this is the thing that Lenin never accepted for 1 minute.
Yes, so there you have it. That was Tony Cliff, the founder of the Socialist Workers' Party, speaking on Lenin. And this next track is also requested by Tim. This one's going out to Jane with loads of love. And Tim also says, Happy New Year to everyone. Hope it brings peace and love to all. Well, when he says all, is pretty much excluding the Tories, the Nazis and UKIP. I think, Tim, you might have forgotten about the lying dirty rats. Anyway, this one's going out to Jane with lots of love. It's the Sound of George Harrison, track entitled What Is Life? We'll be right back. This is the Radio Resistance Road Guide, a guide to strikes and meetings of interest to socialists in the Chesterfield area. On Tuesday, December the 31st, that's New Year's Eve, the firefighters across the country, including Chesterfield, are going on strike against attacks on their pensions, forcing them to work till they're 60, and against cuts to the fire service, including plans to close fire stations across Derbyshire. The strike will be taking place from 6:30pm through till 12:30am. Come down to the picket line and show your support at the roundabout outside B&Q in Chesterfield. Then on Friday, January the 3rd, the firefighters will again be out on strike, this time from 6:30 through till 12:30am. On Thursday, January the 9th, the Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party has its meeting, a report from the SWP conference down in London. Now this will be very interesting and also very informative. Come down and hear the truth, not second-hand crap about what happened there. This will be held at 7:30pm in a new venue, namely the Market Halls, Market Square, Room 1. Then on Thursday, January the 16th, the Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party has its meeting on How the Tories Are Wrecking Education. Michael Gove is leading the Tories into a full-scale assault on education, determined to turn our schools, colleges and universities into privately run businesses. What is the Tory vision for our education system, and what is our socialist alternative? Again, this will be at 7:30pm, again at the Market Halls, Market Square, Room 1. Remember, what the working class needs is a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. But the working class needs a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. But the working class needs is a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
Let's hope it's a good one.
Yeah, that was the sound of John Lennon. Merry Christmas. Oh, sorry, Happy Christmas. War is over. And the last Socialist Workers' Party meeting of 2013 took place on the 19th of December. It was by Comrade Mark, and it was about the Golden Age of Pirates, a democratic experiment. Quite an interesting meeting. Although piracy has been around since ancient times, this meeting concentrated on the boom of pirates in the 17th century, or was it the 18th century, in Central America and the West Indies. Now, these pirates were often made up of escaped prisoners, some of whom were transported to colonies in America for opposing the British state, and the numbers were boosted by runaway slaves, because there was a relatively small, even at the time, number of black slaves who were already being exploited in the colonies. And the pirates tended to operate from land such as West Indian Islands, which had not yet been conquered by the Europeans. Now, at the same time, life as a merchant seaman could be absolutely dire. There was starvation and disease on long voyages, notably scurvy, and terrible punishments for even minor transgressions of ship rules. So, by contrast, life as a pirate was quite appealing to people, especially when you bear in mind that the pirates living in areas where there were still Native American tribes often took on board the egalitarian structure of the Native American tribes. And interestingly, Also, a few of the pirates were women. There was nothing in the pirate code against homosexuality. Both of these were socially well ahead of their time in terms of progressiveness. And pirate captains didn't have a substantially better standard of life than others in their ships. And the captains were easily replaced if they started pissing off the other crew members. And indeed, sometimes when the pirates attacked other ships, sometimes the people on those other ships had come over to the pirates and become pirates themselves. Very interesting, certainly something I didn't know before. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of Bob Marley, track entitled War.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, miss a war. That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, it is a war. That until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble
Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage. I've been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war.
Yeah, sound of Bob Marley, track entitled War. Coming towards the end of this Christmas broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield, over to you if you'd like to contact us to comment on the broadcast, to request or dedicate a song for whatever, then you can contact us at radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. That's radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. You can phone or text us on 0793 479 3041. That's 0793 479 3041. Or you can search for us on Facebook, Radio Resistance Chesterfield, like our page, send us a message or leave a message on the wall. If you're listening to us on someone else's computer and you'd like to know how you can hear Radio Resistance yourself, well, it's at sail.to/Radio Resistance. That's sail.to/Radio Resistance. We've also got a backup site which you can also download the MP3s from if you'd like to listen to us away from the internet on your mobile phone or on an MP3 player, which is www.reddisability.org/radio-resistance. That's www.reddisability.org/radio-resistance. Now, hopefully next week for the next broadcast we'll have a recording of a interview with the firefighters on the Chesterfield picket line during the Christmas Eve strike, but for now I'm going to sign off, and the last word can go to a Greek anti-fascist rapper who was killed by the Nazi Golden Dawn earlier this year. It's the sound of Killer P signing us off with Ektos Eleksou. We do not forgive, we do not forget.
Ektos Eleksou, Anthem, Killer P, Mr. Roo. Neon, yeah. Εκτός ελέγχου, μια συμμεπανάσταση που αρχίζει. Ο σκύλος λύσαξε και άρχισε να φρίζει. Το ποτήρι όντως έχει ήδη ξεχειρίσει απ' την τόσα διαφορία που μας έχει πλημμυρίσει. Συνεχώς ο μικρός Αλέξης μου θυμίζει πως η ελευθερία του λόγου ακριβά κοστίζει. Πάνε τα χρόνια που μου έλεγανε πατσούλα, τώρα έχω και ταμπέλα τρομοκράτης με κουκούλα. Πάλι το μυαλό μου παρανοεί πως αφήσαμε την παρακμή τόσο να ξαπλωθεί. Όλο μας το είναι ένα πράτα και μια σέρκοβα. Γραμμό τι μου, γι' αυτό έφυγε ο Τζουλιάνι ρε στη Γένοβα. Κατά τα γέροχο βλέμμα του αετού με φυλάνε κάθε μέρα το μάτι του κακού.
Είμαι Ευρωπαίος σύμμαχος με υπερδύναμη. Να πάνε να γαμηθείτε ρε, είσαστε τύρανοι. Σε σταυρά οργής από το κυλοχρόμου ξεβράσμα. Κέρασμα φωτιάς υπεύθυνο στην όδο έναυμα. Είμαι η βενζίνη στο μπουκάλι μιας κουκούλας. Και με μονωμένο περιστατικό μιας χώρας φούλας. Σαν και συνειδήσεις με ακόστημένα τραβάτια. Εξαπλώθηκα σε πόστα που γαμάνε όλη τη γη. Νιώθεις τυχερός που ζεις το σύστημα σαν πιόνι. Πρόσεξε όμως γιατί και το ανήλικο σκοτώνει. Επαναπαυμένος κοιμισμένος απ' την είδηση. Ο θόλ αν υποέλεγχο με καθαρή συνείδηση. Ο δρόμος αν υπέστιο βρώμη σε παντού μπαρούκια. Στο τέλος όλοι θα φορέσουν πράσινα παπούτσια.
Μην προσπαθήσεις να με αλλάξω πιστήσεις. Έχω άλλο θεό, εγώ δεν προσκυνάω ειδήσεις. Τα κόμματα ζητά να ακολουθήσεις. Χαμένες συνειδήσεις, αισθημένες συναντήσεις.
Μα απέχω
μαζί με το υπόλοιπο 48% μου ζητά σταυρό. Άσε τι σου λένε και βρες κάτι αληθινό. Κάτι που να έχει γίνει εδώ.
Πάθε βλέπω.
Πολλοί μιλάν και ψέματα σκορπάν. Για μάτι ψηλιαστή στο εξωτερικό το σκάν. Ο νόμος είναι τυφλός και δεν τους βλέπει καν. Μα κόσμος είναι τρελός να γίνει πρέπει μπας.
Συνέχεια μεγάς λόγος απειλή. Θανάσιμος
βρώμικη εικόνα. Αθηναία Βαβυλώνα στον αγώνα σου κρατάς τον πολιτισμικό χειμώνα αφενός. Ο καπιταλισμός ακμάζει εμφανώς. Ο πλούτος ούτως ή αλλιώς είναι καρπός. Γι' αυτό συνάβει με τη σύψη, στην ύψη στη στάθμη. Με την πίστη την ομή καταστολή, την ανασφάλιστη εργασία, την ευθεία. Πορεία στην ανεργία, την πορνεία, την βία. Την παιδεία εκείνη που δεν μπορεί να αφυπνίσει. Βιασμός πάνω στη φύση, η εξέλιξη που πνίγει οτιδήποτε ανθίζει. Ναι, τα πάντα εκτός ελέγχου. Στην Μητρόπολη των λίγων επανάσταση κονσέρβα. Πάντα κατοίκω.
Έχουν οι φάδες, ελάς το 2000. 9 παντού ματάδες, μονάδες και ομάδες. Μα πίσω τους λιπάδες, όπλα την καρδιά και πέτρες πίσω. Ούλη με ροδούλη με ροφάει, όμως δούλη κανενός δεν είναι. Το συνέστημα με χάμα πάει. Κα στην ύψη καμινού της γης να σου με ψάρω. Καϊκά όσο περνά φορτούνες. Μη σκοτώνετε τα ζώα που σας μάθαν. Μα τα ζώα αντιστοιχεί και κατεχούνες. Να σωθούμε, ζούμε, δρούμε στον πλανήτη σαν κομίτης. Πάντα κάπου κάποιο πάρκο θα ανασύνει ένας αλήτης. Με ανάσα που μια σύκοπη σαν τη μαγιά ρε. Ποιος είπε είχαμε σκλαβιά μονάχα 400 έτσι.
Το οξυγόνο μα δεν φτάνει στο πνευμόνι παγώνω. Και ναι τα δάση ασκοβάει ας τα λήφια κάνουν φωνό. Και ναι το νόμο ότι καεί και να γίνει αυθαίρετα. Εγώ με όσα καεί και να τα βρείτε σε φέρετρα. Συνιά και τέρατα που ζούμε πολιτισμένοι. Κυκλοφορούμε τρομοκρατημένοι εξασθενισμένοι. Από όρες εργασίας μου σε φάει ο τυρεσίας. Προσοχή στα σκαλοπάτια της κάθε εκκλησίας. Προσοχή στα λεφτά είναι μια ψυχή μάζα. Το θεσμό των Ολυμπιακών ως τον Καλακλάβα. Τετράπα, τα πάντα βγήκανε εκτός ελέγχου. Κι αυτοί που έπρεπε να είναι εκεί απέχουν.
Στίγμα νεολαίος,
τόνσι, τάινι τζάκα. Μέσα στα χρόνια που μεγάλωσα έχω μάθει μάγκα. Ότι σαν τα ποντίκια μας πηγαίνουνε στη φάκα. Το κράτος δεν με ξέρει, δεν ξέρει να προσφέρει. Και όταν τα κάνουμε πουτάνα δεν μας υποφέρει. Τώρα σκοτώνουνε παιδιά μπροστά στα μάτια μας. Και εμείς μες στην Ελλάδα να ψάχνουμε τα κομμάτια μας. Σαν ένα όπλο που κολλάει θέλουν το μυαλό σου. Γράψε ό,τι σκέφτεσαι στο θέμα.
Συγκεντρώσου.
Είναι να τα σπάς καμιά φορά γιατί διδώνεσαι. Μην είσαι μαλάκας και με τα κόμματα εκδηλώνεσαι. Κρυφό πουτάνες και ματσό πιτσιρικάδες. Έχουν πάρει λάθος δρόμο και θα γίνουνε πουτάνες. Με πιστώ στα ιδανικά μου όπως και στα σκυλιά μου. Γιατί σ' όποιο μονοπάτι πάω είναι πάντα κοντά μου. Δεν δίνω σεβασμό, δεν δίνω τα λεφτά μου σε καριόλιδες που θέλουνε να κάψουν τα μυαλά μου.
Σ' αυτή την πόλη μένω μόνος, δεν με φάγε ο χρόνος. Τα λόγια μου είναι περίπου όπως ένας τόνος. Σαμπατσάλι, για κάποιος μπορεί να είναι ένας πόνος. Κάθε που στις αστυνόμως, πληρωμένος δολοφόνος. Δεν είμαι κλόνος, είμαι μπουκάλι και φωτιά συγχρόνος. Στους δρόμους δέκα μπάζει και ένας τροχονόμος. Και όλοι σε κοιτάνε λες και είσαι ανθρωποκτόνος. Έξω γίνεται ένας φόνος και το πείμα τους ο θρόνος. Υπάρχει φτώνος με στα στενά που περπατάμε. Μας κόψαν τα φτερά και δεν μπορούμε να πετάμε. Όμως ξέρουμε που πάμε και πάντα πιο πατάμε. Και μη σε νοιάζει πάντα τα χαρτιά μας κουβαλάμε.
Μας θέλουν όντα μη σκεπτόμενα. Σκεφτούς τυφλούς και αγνώμονες γρανάζια σε μια μηχανή. Με τους δικούς τους νόμονες επάνω στη σκακέρα που να πιονιά. Σε τέλειο το λογαριασμό να είμαστε τα κρατούμενα. Αρνούμε να μην ποδούν ως φλατέμε απ' την πρίζα. Εκτός ελέγχου νιώθω το κακό χτυπώ στη ρίζα. Σαν μια κονίζα και ο καμπάς βαμμένος με μα από παιδιά. Θέλω να γίνουνε
τα δάκρυα μου φωτιά.
Θέλω να γίνω μολότοφ σε χέρι αναρχικού. Ή το αίμα που τρέχει ενός μπάτσου νεκρού. Μια θηλιά στο λαιμό κάθε αγράμμα του εκαμίδι. Μια σφαίρα καρφωμένη σε κεφάλι ασφαλίδι.
Και για στο τέλος, TNT, Noisy και Echo Sound.
Είναι τα αφιόφια μου σίγουρα είναι.
αναλύτες. Κι αυτοί οι αλήτες σίγουρα δεν έχουν χρώμα. Αυτοί γεννάνε επαναστάσεις ακόμα. Γίνα με αυτούς που δεν φοβούνται να βρεθούν στο κόμμα. Λίπασμα οι πρώτοι νεκροί για αυτούς που έρχονται. Παπίδα της ελπίδας για όσους δεν ανέχονται την καθημερινότητα να τους βιάζουν. Δεν διστάσουν, πρώτοι γραμμοί μένουνε και φωνάσουν. Βαφτίστηκα επικίνδυνος γιατί παρεκκλίνω απ' την πορεία. Ακόμα μοιρεύω με ελευθερία. Στη μνήμη σου κρατάω στα χέρια μου φωτιά και σίδερο. Και εκεί που συναντάω τη βία απαντάω με βία.
Ο οργισμός που θάβεται, βλέπεις πως κάνεται.
Είναι η βιτρίνα μιας ζωής που ξεπροφάνεται.
Κι όσο δεν μάχεσαι, κι ίσως να ψάχνεσαι.
Ίσως να είσαι το σήμερα που αύριο χάνεσαι.
Τέλος εποχής εκρήγνονται μα κατά πάντα.
Στους δρόμους αυτονομισμός που βγαίνει μην κλείνεις τα μάτια.
Τέλος στα χάδια, η άνοχη ξεσπάει.
Το θύραμα βγαίνει από τη φωλιά του και χτυπάει.
Χρόνια τώρα, η χώρα κατρά, κυλάει με φόρα.
Το καταφέρανε, σε κάνανε νεκρό με νιώθεις.
Κι αφού το βλέπεις δεν τη σβήσανε, δεν ως τη.